Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to talk about what to do when you believe you've already done your best work. One of the things that I enjoy doing is listening to TED Talks. I listen to them on my Android phone. I listen to them on the computer. There's so many great ideas. And during one of these recent listenings, I heard Elizabeth Gilbert, the author of Eat, Pray, Love, speak about the interesting feedback that she was receiving from people after the great success that she had with that particular book. People were coming up to her from all over the place asking her, what do you do if that's the best you have to offer? Which she thought was kind of weird, because other people in other professions, and she used her father as an example, as a chemical engineer, people do not worry about whether he's done the best work that he's ever going to do, or if he gets blocked at times as he's trying to do his chemical engineering. So let us think about this for a moment. How best do we understand what is our best work? Or even, as she went on to talk about, how that best work comes into being. Her hypothesis is that we all have a sense of feeling that when we're doing our great work, that God, the Creator, whatever you would like to call that divine entity that you feel flowing through you, allows you to create that work. I know I feel this often when I'm doing my own work with my clients, doing the hypnosis. I am tranced out, and the ideas, the ways to go forward, especially if we hit a sort of tricky piece of the work, it comes. It comes very naturally. It flows through me. And pretty quickly, usually, which is a good thing. So if you think about the work that you are doing or have done, that is amazing, and that's brought you really greater success than you ever could have imagined, as was true for Elizabeth Gilbert in her writing of the book, Eat, Pray, Love. Maybe the best thing for you to do is to realize that you're only part of the program here. You need to show up and do your work on a daily basis, as she did, and allow that divine entity to do its work coming through you. Realizing that as long as you leave yourself open to that, whatever comes next can be as good, if not even better, than that which you did before. Now, she didn't go on and explain it this way. However, I would like you to think about it in this way. Because if you think about people who have written a lot of books, or people who have directed a lot of movies or acted in a lot of movies, some of them have hit multiple times wonderful status and success in what they do. And I know for myself, when I think about the work that I do, it's really never about what I've already done or accomplished or learned. It's about what can I learn next through working with another client, or getting some more information from another place, another person, another type of profession, to create even more success and bring the work to more people, to do even better work quicker work. Or maybe just attacking different sorts of cases, which also adds to the fun and fulfillment of doing the kind of work that I've chosen to do. So for me, there is no have made it. It's more a matter of, okay, what is the next cool thing that's going to show up that I can do in order to blow the boundaries of whatever I've done before? And ultimately, the people show up to teach me what I need to learn, either in the form of a new client or in the form of a new teacher or school. If you're one of those creative types in terms of writing or artwork, a lot of times, as Elizabeth talked about, mood disorders tend to go hand in hand with it. Not all the time, but we all know many authors and musicians who have committed suicide or have had manic depressive episodes over the years. You can check out Kay Redfield Jamison's book, Touched by Fire, where she has a lot of genealogies in that book for very famous people like Vincent van Gogh, Virginia Woolf, and even some composers as well, showing their manic depressive mood states, what their family history looked like. And you'll see that these illnesses do run in families. However, just because one is an artist doesn't mean that one necessarily has to have these problems. Sometimes it's good to think about it in terms of having fun and playing. Like, well, a good example of that would be Picasso. He used to think of his artwork and creation as really playtime. Also, the photographer, David Hockney, who I was lucky enough to hear speak about the playfulness that he had in his cubist photo projects that he was doing at the time, layering picture on top of picture in a cubist, Picasso-esque sort of style. So it's not really a matter of having already done your best work. It's a matter of topping your best work by having fun, being playful, and investigative in how you go about doing your work, and realizing all the time that perhaps you have spirit running through you, helping you to develop these ideas and these products of your creation. This is something to celebrate and to enjoy, and to then share those enjoyments with other people as a result of this great work that you've chosen to do. And as far as people who are out there thinking about doing creative things or things that are different than what ordinary people do for work in cubicles or otherwise, you really do need to listen to yourself to be able to feel whole and complete, fulfilled, even if it means that there's challenges in your journey to getting to wherever it is that you're going. Because in doing these things in a way that works for you, your life does feel happier and more fulfilled than those folks who are doing the safe, secure way of doing life. And even more so for you folks who have parents or siblings or other loving people telling you that you're being crazy or your thinking is not in line with reality. Well, my question is, whose reality? We hypnotists have a saying, goes like this: life is an illusion, and the meaning is that which you give it. Which means that we're all living in an illusionary world, and we can all create what we need to create for ourselves, for our happiness and fulfillment. And it's not about having the biggest house, the fanciest car, or the most toys. Hollywood and sports heroes have already shown us that these things don't really matter due to their drug addictions and their lack of capacity to stick with their relationships, and in some sense their responsibilities. It really has to do with being one with yourself, how you identify yourself, and how you choose to live each and every day, making each and every day count in the best way that you know how. And the best way I know to do that is to be true to who you are. Love yourself enough to do what makes you feel fulfilled. And it takes the time that it takes to get to where you're going. That's okay. Life is a process. It's a journey. And you just enjoy it when you're taking the time to do those things that truly matter to you. Allowing your creative genius flow through you. Because that's your spark of the spirit coming through, letting you know that you have something extra special to share with the world.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.